Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Did you watch the debate last night? I did. I kind of had to finish up early here at the station, and sometimes I don't get home until 7:30, but I got home just before 7 and watched the debate, made a lot of notes. But my overall impression is they all did okay. I thought Oliver Thomas went a little too much out of his way to brag about who he was. And he even tried to make it seem like he was part of the Down the Drain or whatever I think that's the name of it, whatever that series was when Channel 4 was investigating the Sewage and Water Board and the mess there. I think it was something like Down the Drain. And they called him after the series had been done, but he made it sound like he was part of the series. Helena Moreno corrected him on that. But there was a time when they were talking about the events like second line parades and things like that and the financial burden that is placed on the planners. And this was all about culture in New Orleans and how to keep culture alive. And some of those who are the culture bearers, in New Orleans, have financial strains placed on them just trying to keep our culture alive. So, it was just about how do we keep the culture bearers here and how do we keep them in a spot where they can continue to promote our culture for those of us here and for, you know, really the country and the world. And there was something about the second line stuff or something. And Oliver Thomas went out of it and said, well, I've been king of two of those groups and nobody else has been part of that. I don't think that plays well. There were times when Royce Duplessis was attacking Helena Moreno to the point where it didn't really work. And I don't think in those moments that he was trying to make points and he's in a position to where he does need to make points. And, you know, in the polls, he's in third place. Some polls he's in second place, but they're way, way behind Helena Moreno. And they were talking about this, this email that had been sent to him. He said accidentally and it was falsely accusing him and his campaign of calling Helena Moreno and her group, her staff, white devils. And he never did that, and he said he was insulted by that. But I thought that his attack mode didn't really work, and he also really just went out of his way to talk about a lot. I mean, you know, it's almost like he was talking more about his family relative to New Orleans and the fact that they're New Orleans blood, more than even wanting to answer some of the questions. And you know, I hate in debates, and they all have a tendency to do it, when the candidates are asked a question and they don't really answer the question. They just talk about what they want to talk about, making it kind of a veiled attempt to answer the question, but it's not really answering the question. But did you see the debate, and who do you think won? We're going to do a text off on this in just a moment, but if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504 Bet365
is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Metairie. Carlos, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Well, all right, dude. As I was telling the gentleman that answered the line here, is that this screen has been played for the last 40 years. I'm of Hispanic descendancy. I grew up here in this city. And mainly in the city and throughout the United States with the government. But since Dutch Morrell became mayor of the city, and again, I don't know if he did a good job or didn't do a good job. That's according to each and every individual who voted for him and not voted for him. That's individuals, okay? The blacks have a tendency to vote for those people. And some whites also. Now, I voted for one person that has never been mentioned, Sidney Bartholomew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that doesn't make me any less of a person simply because I voted for him.
Now, of course not.
With these three, yes, Helena Moreno has a large lead, but you want me to tell you, though, Scoot, I'm afraid that she's not going to win because the other two gentlemen, Mr. Thomas and Mr. DuPlessis, are going to want their people to vote for them, not for her. Okay, that's just the way it is, and I'm sorry if people get offended by that, but that's the truth. Okay, that's the truth.
You think race is a factor, and then when it comes down to it, the African American citizens are going to vote for the African American candidates.
Yes, it is. Now you mentioned about President Barack Obama he was the better choice of the two. He was the better choice. Now, he didn't have that much experience, so to speak, as foreign politics.
That's right.
He had one term as a senator, remember? Had one mm-hmm. term as a senator. But he became president. Whether we like it or not, he was the president. And that's just the way it is. Okay? And it's down in the history books, the first black president of the United States. Whether we like it or not, he was the president. Now, these three, okay? The two gentlemen are going to try to bump off Helena Moreno. Okay?
Yeah, no, look, I understand that that's what they're going to do. I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday, and I really want to challenge everybody to not vote based on race. You know, now Helena Moreno is white. She's also Hispanic. She's a white Hispanic. But in this race, she's perceived as the white female candidate compared to the black male candidates in the race. And I want to challenge everybody, white or African American or Hispanic, vote for the best candidate. Vote for the person you think is going to be best. Don't side because of skin color or because of heritage. And don't vote for Helena Moreno. If you're white, don't vote for her just because she's white. Vote for the person that you think is going to do the best job.
That's exactly what it should be. That's why we had that First Amendment in the Constitution that gives us that right or freedom to vote from whoever you think is the best possible person to lead us out of this doldrum. Because we also have to think about, hey, we're allowing people, and I'm not talking about Helena Moreno, to run the city who are really not from this city. This young woman, yes, she wasn't born here, but she was raised here. The other two gentlemen were born here. Mr. DePlessis is going to leave the state legislature to hopefully become mayor of the city. The other gentleman has already been part of the city for a long time. But does that make them the better qualified nominee? No, I don't think so.
Carlos, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you paid attention to the debate. Let's go to Arthur in New Orleans. Arthur, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I disagree with the gentleman right before me who stated that he feels that Helena's going to lose the race because of the black population going to vote for those two candidates. I'm a black male. I'm a retired firefighter. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and I'm a Democrat, but I don't vote with my political party a lot. I vote on what I hear, and I believe a lot of blacks in New Orleans is going to vote for Helena because of the position she held and the knowledge that she have of the city and what will possibly work and will not work. Him with that, he feels that the majority of blacks can vote against her. He's highly mistaken.
Yeah. Well, Arthur, I appreciate you taking time to call, and I hope you're right, and I appreciate you listening to our show. So let's do an instant text-off on our show. We do this once in a while. We're going to do this just for this break here. So text in who you think won the debate last night, if you watched the debate. Who do you think won the debate? And let's just go with first names here, because that'll be easier. Helena, Oliver, or Royce? It's Helena Moreno, Oliver Thomas, and Royce DuPlessis. Who do you think won the debate last night? Channel 4 has taken a survey, and I'm not going to even remind you of the results because it doesn't matter, but I'll remind you of the results later. But I want you to think just independently based on what you feel from the candidates last night on Channel 4. Who do you think won the debate? Helena, Oliver, or Royce? So text their first name, just Helena, Oliver, or Royce, to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Real simple. 504-260-1870, and just text the name Helena, Oliver, or Royce, and we'll tally these up during the break, and we'll have the results right after this break, and we'll continue the conversation. So we're continuing to talk about the mayor's race. Less than a month away, there was a big debate last night. I'll go over some of the highlights, some of the notes that I took during the debate, and then based on what you saw, who do you think did well? Who do you think right now is best prepared to lead the city? Yeah, out of a lot of trouble. You know, we've not done well, especially in the last 4 years. And we need somebody who can lead us out of this. Who do you think the best person for that is? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. But right now, text Helena, Oliver, or Royce, based on who you think won the debate last night, to 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.